Finally, a conversation this morning with a fan and scholar of Jane Austen's Emma. Camilla Nelson is a senior lecturer in writing at the University of Notre Dame. She describes Emma as basically a teenage diva of a small English village, quote, desperately immature, frequently misguided, who meddles in the lives of characters around her, often to terrible effect. Jane Austen herself wrote, "I'm going to take a heroine whom no one but myself will much like." And you can imagine Austen chuckling as she wrote Emma with lines like this. Can you imagine her sitting down writing this? "Silly things do cease to be silly if they are done by sensible people in an impudent way." In other words, Camilla, if you're cheeky enough, you can get away with anything. Isn't that a great line?
Yeah, and I think Jane Austen got away with a lot.
Why does Emma endure? She is such a difficult young woman, isn't she?
Emma is a difficult young woman, but that's the point of the book. I think why people read and reread Emma is that it's a novel about finding a better way to live. It's a novel about becoming a better person. And Emma's a catastrophe.
Yes, there's a line that Austen writes, "Faultless in spite of her faults," is how her admirers see her. Faultless in spite of her faults.
And that's the wonderful Jane Austen voice, where you can hear, in a single line of Austen, you can hear the character, but you can also hear Austen commenting on the character. I mean, she has this wonderful new narrative style that we all take for granted today, because today that's how novels are written. But back in Jane Austen's old lifetime, it was a whole new form of language that she invented, where you could get really up close and personal with your characters in ways that hadn't really been seen before.
So when I read it at Christmas time, you inhabit Emma in a way that's very modern. We're used to writers writing like that. What was new about it precisely when Austen did it?
Austen invented a new kind of writing, and we call that free indirect style.
What does that mean?
It's a complicated term, but what it means, basically, before Austen, people narrated novels. In fact, novels like Defoe, they don't even have chapters. They just go on and on and on and on, and the author just tells you what's happening. With Austen, and there were innovations, but with Austen, we suddenly have realistic dialogue. We suddenly hear the thoughts of the characters. So it's the difference between something banal like, "I sat down and drank my coffee, I thought to myself, this is terrible," and then getting really up close, you know, "I drank my coffee, this is horrible, it's terrible." You know, you feel like the character is talking. I mean, that's a really banal example.
But then you overlay with that.
Yeah.
She's so funny. There's this wonderful line for anyone who hates, a surprise birthday party. This is a great line. "Surprises are foolish things. The pleasure is not enhanced and the inconvenience is often considerable." I mean, that's hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Jane Austen had something to say about everything, and she wrote about ordinary lives at a time when literature was more, you know, Walter Scott with knights in shining armour going off to the Crusades, and it was all about men and male heroes, and Austen made women the centre, made women's lives the centre.
Now, she wasn't a major literary figure at the time. I mean, you're saying that she's writing this wonderful social work, but she's not in the middle of a literary circle, is she?
No,
she's kind of beavering away alone.
She lived in a small English village all her life. Other than sort of going to boarding school, she really never left the family circle. I mean, the first attempt to get her published was actually her father, who was an English vicar, wrote to a publisher and said, publish Pride and Prejudice. And the publisher said no. were just kind of like the worst mistakes in publishing history. yes. But she was not in the mainstream. By and large, she had contact with other writers. She was reviewed by Walter Scott twice, for example. She once sent a copy of her book to Maria Edgeworth, and we don't know who Maria Edgeworth is today, but in that day she was famous. But very much, very, very much on the margins of the mainstream literary existence, which was, you know, Coleridge, Wordsworth, all of those people were around in the early 19th century.
So let's go to Emma, a very different sort of heroine. Heroines were supposed to be underdogs, you know, orphans and desperate women who needed saving. Emma was not. The only danger that Austen points out at the beginning of the book was intellectual solitude. That was her great danger that she describes.
Yeah, I think that a key virtue, and Jane Austen has very strong precepts. She's a very uncompromising moralist, but the kind of moral attributes she sees are things like friendship or amiability. And so one of Emma's problems is that she's too aloof. She has too much what Austen would say dignity, and she's not amiable.
She's a snob. But she's also very cruel. I mean, there's young Harriet, 19 years old, and she ruins a perfectly good marriage for Harriet and is terribly cruel to Harriet.
And I think that, it's one of the tragedies of Emma. Emma learns from that. And because she learns, I think Austen allows Harriet and Emma to have a happy ending, because Harriet eventually does make a good marriage with her suitor, her original suitor. So when everyone learns to live correctly, according to the way Austen thinks we should, then they all get to have their happy endings.
Mm, despite the fact that she really is one of those cruel girls we all went to school with, who's rich and fabulous and marvellous and charismatic, but mean.
And I think that, you know, Emma, in terms of popularity, it was, and perhaps even still is, one of the least popular books, but the book that's most admired by scholars, which is kind of interesting. She is a heroine that, as Austen said, nobody but myself will much like.
Well, she was wrong about that. 200 years on, 200 years since its publication this year, and still growing strong. And a wonderful book with lovely lines in it. And I think a bit of a feminist tract as well. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thanks, Ellen.
Camilla Nelson, Senior Lecturer in Writing at the University of Notre Dame. There is something about Emma.